UK Prime Minister Theresa May has outlined uncompromising plans for her country's exit from the EU, including restricting workers from member states and quitting the common market. However, her speech on Tuesday has also raised a host of questions, particularly for people from other EU states currently resident in Britain. To get the Czech government perspective, Ian Willoughby spoke to Tomáš Prouza, the State Secretary for European Affairs.
Well, yesterday we heard what we expected to hear, i.e. the British wish list of what they would like to achieve. But what we have not heard is what will British also put on the negotiating table, especially I think how they will deal with people from Europe who already live in the United Kingdom and who are attacked, who are threatened, and their job security is being put at question.
And do Czechs working currently in the UK have reason to worry about their futures, do you think?
I think so. There's an ever-increasing number of attacks, most of them verbal, but some of them physical as well, and that number is increasing. They also remember the ideas from the Conservative Party conference that employers should publish lists of foreigners they employ, and that, of course, has a very negative impact on how they are being treated, puts a big question mark of whether they will be retained by the employers, and that, of course, makes their life very uncomfortable.
And are you seeking reassurances from the UK government that they will protect people from the Czech Republic and other former Eastern European states?
I think from all European states. This is not a question between Central and Eastern Europe versus Western Europe. There are hundreds of thousands of people from all over Europe, and I think what we need to hear very quickly is how the British government will deal with these people, whether the rights that they have, because they've been living in the UK, they've been paying taxes there, whether their rights will be protected or not. And then we'll have to see what that does to the situation of these people.
A British friend of mine in Prague says he's now planning to get Czech citizenship so as to protect his own future. Do you think that's a wise move?
Many Brits do that. When I speak to my colleagues from other European countries, they all report an increased interest of the British citizens to have a European citizenship. Ireland is, of course, a prime example, but I hear that from many other countries in the EU.
And if the UK Parliament does approve her plans, what do you think will be the main impacts on trade between the UK and the Czech Republic?
I don't see any significant impact on trade. I think we do, from both sides, very well. A lot of the trade between our countries is based on the automotive industry, which is something you cannot change very quickly. So I assume that there will be interest from everybody to keep the trade going, and the Dutch issues will be different. And the status of people, both the Brits in the EU and Europeans in the UK. The only thing I worry about is the speed with which we would have any new arrangement after the divorce is completed 3 years from now.